Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're giving you a bit of a shortcut. We're looking at how to pick the right golf lessons using a guide made just for South Africa. Our goal is to pull out the best advice so you know how to spend your money and, you know, get better at golf fast.
That's exactly right. Our source for this is the article, How to Choose Golf Lessons, a South African guide.
And you find that on the Golf Day Buddy app, correct?
Yep, the Golf Day Buddy app. And that local focus is so important. I mean, it talks about real South African prices and the actual choices you have, whether you're in Johannesburg or somewhere else.
Okay, so let's jump in. We want to find out what kinds of lessons are out there. And more importantly, what's the number one reason taking lessons helps you play better right away? So the guide from the Golf Day Buddy app lays out a few different kinds of lessons. We all know the basics like one-on-one or group lessons, but what are the real differences for someone trying to choose?
Well, the thing is, it's not just about what it costs. It's about what you get for your money.
Yay.
You've got your one-on-one lessons, which are just for you.
Right. Super focused.
Exactly. The coach is only looking at your swing, your mistakes. Then there are group lessons. The guide points out that these are, you know, a lot more social and fun.
And cheaper, I'm guessing.
Definitely cheaper.
Hmm?
But you get less personal help. That's the trade-off. And we can't forget the other ones, like kids lessons. Those are just fun programs to get young players started.
Okay. And what about online?
And online lessons, yes. But the guide is pretty clear here. It says those are usually better for people who can already play and just need a little video help.
So maybe not for a total beginner.
Probably not. A beginner really needs that in-person help to build a solid foundation.
That's a great point. So why is getting that help so important right from the start? If you just want to get out on the course, why take lessons first?
Because you want to avoid bad habits. That's what the guide really stresses.
Okay. It's harder to fix things later on.
So much harder. And it costs more to fix them. If you learn the right way from day one, the right grip, the right stance, you just get better so much faster.
Which keeps it fun, right?
Yeah, it keeps you motivated, exactly.
All right, let's talk about the practical side of things, the money. What does the Golf Day Buddy app say about how much lessons actually cost in South Africa? I imagine it changes based on where you live.
Oh, absolutely. It depends a lot on your location. The guide gives a general idea. For one person, you're looking at about R400 to R800 an hour.
That's a pretty big range.
It is. Group lessons are cheaper, like R200 to R500 a person. But here's the key part. If you're in a big city like Cape Town or Johannesburg, you'll probably be paying more, closer to that R800.
That makes sense.
Whereas a local pro in a smaller town might be closer to the R400 price.
So it's not just about hitting the ball better.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other sort of long-term benefits the guide mentions?
Well, it talks about how lessons help with the mental part of the game.
Mental part.
Yeah, you know, learning how to think your way through a hole, not just swing hard.
Mm.
And it also mentions building social connections. You meet new people in the golf community.
So you find new friends to play with.
Exactly. It's a great way to join the community.
So to wrap this all up, what have we learned? It seems like the guide on the Golf Day Buddy app is telling us that choosing lessons in South Africa is all about balancing cost with how much personal help you need. And the reward is clear. You get better faster, you learn to think better on the course, and you meet new people.
That's it. And that leaves us with a question for you to think about. The guide shows that having a structured plan and a coach is the best way to master a skill like golf. So, what other hard thing in your life, maybe learning to cook or a new language, could you master much faster if you got a coach and used a structured plan for it? Something to consider.